Hello, and welcome to Unbroken, a Saga Game Studio production. Last we left the group, Sasha got letters and packages sent to her by Yetta that her mother had been keeping from her. Drake asked Boris about an obsidian dagger and cuneiform tablet in his collection. Jacob found a Katawa branded census report on supernaturals in Denver. Meanwhile, the prisoner Tenebris offered to bring back Annabelle, Chief Terry O'Byrne, and her daughter if Walter helped it escape. Let's see what happens next. Enjoy.
So how does Boris greet Walter?
With chicken nuggets.
Nope. Yeah. Let's hear it.
I'll hold out the big bag and I just getting there. It's a 50 pack. There you go.
Oh, yes.
And this is an entire bag of sweet and sour sauce.
Like a whole bag?
Well, it's full of the little packets.
Well, okay, sure.
That's the only one worth getting. All the rest of them are stupid.
I like hot mustard.
Barbecue. You can hear from the basement, Wally, bring me some of the nuggets.
Oh, is that your girlfriend?
You know,
he wishes.
Let's also point out, you're like, oh, it's the only sauce we're getting. And it's like, oh, and sweet and sour. Oh, and barbecue. That's basically all the sauces.
Yeah.
So.
Ketchup? Meh.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck ketchup.
Boring shit.
I like ketchup too, though.
I do, but.
This is an important conversation.
Sriracha. As long as it's in character. Hamza gives Walter a quizzical look, but continues and heads down to the basement.
Are we eating downstairs with the horrible monster thing?
I'm going to eat right here. Yeah, it's fine.
Hamza pokes his head back up. I'll take a turn watching it. You can sit, let yourselves inside or eat on the porch. I don't care.
I have got some questions for you. So I'm going to eat in whatever room you are going to be in.
If the questions are appropriate for the prisoner, then come down. Otherwise, Walter and Yana can continue to watch him.
They are probably appropriate.
Okay. Come on down. Yana, you touch anything? No, I did not touch anything.
You can touch these, and I hold out a bag of nuggets.
Oh, yes. You're Boris?
Yes.
New favorite. Thank
yes,
you.
I know. I get that a lot.
She heads up the stairs.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Did anybody else come down?
Yeah.
So he just left him up there with his girlfriend?
I followed the nuggets.
Well, you can have your own nuggets. Like.
Oh, okay.
Are you staying?
I can go. I am.
You're having difficulties today.
So maybe I'll sit on the top step of the stairs to the basement.
There we go.
Like on the step. On the step.
You're technically outside, but you can see the beginning of the basement, just not the back half where it is.
So like if I panic and I kind of curl into a ball and roll backwards, I'll be out on the lawn.
He'll be okay.
So, Yana, we'll sit next to you then.
You know, why not?
On the same step? I mean, like, I'm a big guy. It's just
no,
steps,
she's like,
right?
She's like down a couple steps.
Okay.
Well, those basement steps tend to be pretty wide.
Yeah. She's just on her cell phone eating nuggets.
Sure.
Typical teenager.
Hamza goes through the bags and pulls out some fries. You had some questions?
Yes. So how many of those circles does it take to hold one of these things for, let's say, an hour?
Nah, I don't know.
Guess.
It broke through 4 circles immediately, a 5th one later, so 6 maybe?
Okay.
It's
how
been
many
30 hours?
How long does it take you to make that 6 circles?
Depends on the circles.
Roughly 6 foot in diameter for the smallest one?
No, you misunderstand. Well, the size does matter. However, it's the circle protects against different elements. Different elements, different bonds take longer to construct.
Okay, so if you were to make the 6 quickest that could hold it for 1 hour.
Boris. And yes. He gestures to the circles that are surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
These took me 10 years to make.
So does it always take that long?
He points to the outermost one.
I'm not questioning your ability. I just want
5 weeks.
I'm trying to make plan. I just need to know abilities.
Unfortunately, I cannot tell you how long it will take because I don't know what will hold it.
But not quick.
If you just want circle for air, earth, fire, water, an hour?
Each?
Depends on how big, how strong, but... Yes.
Would that hold them for hold one of these for an hour?
He broke through the first four when we first put them in there. So no.
How long would it take you to make 6 circles that would hold them for 1 hour?
So if I may hear, what? Why are you asking
this?
Yes,
I feel like I'd be able to answer this better if you just tell me what you are looking to do.
Did I stop speaking English?
I thought you wanted to lure one, not use the prisoner.
Yeah, I want to hold one for 1 hour in circles. Yeah. For 1 hour.
Hmm.
Why are we...
How would we get it into the circles?
That's not the... Just one step of the plan at the time. If I can't hold it, then I don't need to figure out how to get it there.
So why do you want to move this thing anyway?
I'm not moving this one. It's for a new one.
So this one's staying right where it is.
Oh yes.
Well, good.
Yeah. Da.
This one was, I was able to get it in the center because it was contained mostly.
Yeah, we will contain another one. We did it once.
Okay. Assuming we can get it in.
Yeah. One step of plan at a time.
7 circle, 7 to be safe.
So then let me ask a different question. Why are we catching another one? We have one right here.
I don't want to move this one.
So why do you need another one anyway?
Well, we're getting to that point. It's just one question at a time. I don't want to confuse the man.
If we do 7 circle to be safe, 2-3 days, assuming basic circles. If you want...
Can we just rewind to where you said it busted through basic circles in like 5 seconds?
Oh, yes. It busted through 4 basic circle in 5 seconds.
Yeah, that is why I ask about the bigger circle, the stronger circle.
Can add 2 more, 2 circle that hadn't broken through yet? 2 days, maybe.
2 additional days, so... 4 to 5 days?
No, probably 3 to be safe.
3? Okay.
Keep in mind these small circles. And I would need certain materials.
Materials should not be a problem.
Materials not all just physical.
Alright, but assuming that you can get everything 3 days, give or take.
Yes.
So how did we go from 10 years to 3 days?
Because this money is sizable, and yes, he have more money than I do. Unfortunately, 10 year, mostly 4 basic circle, earth, air, fire, water. Simple enough to make, as getting their essence is easy. Once we make circle to prevent bonds, wheel and fire, wheel and air, we need the essence of the bond. Do you understand?
No. I mean, yes, I understand the concept, just not
I would the need specifics. I would need to imbue the circle with something that has the essence of the connection. Things with connections tend to be alive.
Oh, yes. Okay.
That main problem.
Okay. Next set of questions.
Okay.
So we have narrowed down that, I guess, for lack of better term, faith seems to be a weapon against these things.
It appears so, yes. I have a minister coming tomorrow. Da. She come tonight. The well is blessed. Oh, okay. My well has been blessed, it seems.
Now, could we perhaps trap it with that? With some sort of religious figure, perhaps? Or
I don't know.
Are there any paladins in the area? In the country?
Paladins? Don't know. Unfortunately, faith isn't something that captured or quantified, so I don't know if it's possible to capture something with faith.
Like, what about a circle of faith? Oh, is that the thing?
Not that I'm aware of.
Mm. Okay, I'm going to need a priest.
We have a minister, friend. But
oh, no, I can pay him. It does not have to be someone you know.
Okay. He just continues to munch on fries, looking quizzically at you.
Have you tried holy water on it?
Didn't have enough. Plus, to get close enough to test bricks. Well, holy water affects it. Don't really want to test, see what it would do to the circles.
Okay.
Sprinklers are a last resort.
What if we were to inform the Catholic Church that Dracula was in the area? Would they perhaps be interested in attacking the old country estates?
I don't know. I don't have church contacts. I know some who might. Might be something of interest to them. Granted, I don't believe their forces are very strong in the Americas, but...
Well, if all we need is a distraction, then it may not matter. To us, at least.
No, but they have to have no...
So, you want to distract the vampires so you can slip a Tenebris into there?
Oh, no, no. The Tenebris is also distraction. I'm trying to figure out a way that we can distract the vampires so that we can get the other out. I do not care how we distract the vampires. It is just one of many options.
Yeah, to catch you up, Walt.
Yeah.
But we don't have a guaranteed way to get her safely out.
It was suggested that we could slip her out if there was a proper distraction. And my first thought was releasing a Tenebris in there. But no, I mean, if we can't get one there safely, then...
Safely.
Dracula has plenty of enemies. It's just a question of who is willing to attack a stronghold of his.
Well, him being in it might be inspiration for it.
That's also it. A detriment. He has a reputation for a reason.
And that is why we are not doing it.
And did you think that maybe taking a bucket full of Tenebris and dumping it on their front lawn isn't like an overt act of war?
I plan to be absolutely nowhere nearby when this happens, yes. And I am also not going to be using my own equipment. Okay, my plan was to take a truck and put the circles in the back and load the Tenebris in and then just crash it.
Brick right on the gas
into
pedal.
Into the building.
Well...
I thought that was my first plan, I mean.
It would need to be large truck as Earth Circle requires from ground.
So just to be clear... You didn't think just crashing a truck into the building was a big enough distraction?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I guess the truck could explode. That seems more like overt war.
We can't blow up the old country estates. Some of them have been good to us.
Not to mention, how do you know yet it's not going to get hurt in the blast?
Or my friend...
I want to make it clear that blowing the place up was not really
an option
on the list. Mm.
To be clear, there's nothing necessarily wrong with leaving her there. I don't
That's
think
what I'm saying,
so.
Is why are we trying to decide what to do with Yetta before she's awake?
Because we need to get her out of there before
But she might have the best idea.
She's awake.
I mean, maybe she can get a contract when she's awake.
Nikolai was afraid to wake her up, as once she wakes, the vampires may move.
Yeah. I don't know why I keep forgetting that.
Because you seem to be friends with them, and that is a bad idea. They are evil. And the dead, but also evil.
I mean, but it's a little different than that.
Hmm. Hey, Jacob.
Yeah.
How many demons are you friends with? How many demons would you recommend other people be friends with?
Oh, well, you know, none.
They're not demons exactly.
They're not that much better.
They all seemed rather chummy at dinner the other night.
You know, they eat people, right?
Well, not all of them.
No,
every single one of them eat people, just in different ways.
It's eat is like...
Keep your enemies closer, I mean.
It is just the same with people. We cannot survive without at least killing something to eat. It may not be what we would consider conscious, but it was a thing that was alive and is now in your belly.
I'm just saying they're not all as bad as you make them out to be.
We will see if you, how you think about that in the future. Oh, can you get a vision on what we should do?
That would be great.
Yes. We would like a vision, please.
Not how that works.
I'm talking to Hamza. There was an accent there.
Oh, I thought you were just being a shit.
It can be both. It's still Boris.
You want me to fabricate the vision? I foresee...
Huh? Yep. Yes.
This going poorly.
I throw a chicken nugget at him.
This is not very nice. And then he eats it.
Well, that was nearly every idea I had.
It was mostly every question you had, but sure.
Well, they all link together to make ideas. If we can't put the Tenebris in there, I still think that would be the most fun suggestion.
I think capturing it and then bringing it there...
We got one.
...is not very easy.
We got one. I would argue it was pretty easy.
Yes, and that is suspicious in itself. Something that strong, why did it come here without a fight?
And frankly, I think it was really lucky that we had circles prepared.
I'm going to kind of lean over. Hey! Why did you let us catch you?
Then nothing happens.
This thing is useless.
I think it would just be easier to not capture one. Just lure it there.
Oh, yeah, we can lure it.
Or instigate something for them to attack again.
Mm. However, I will be busy. You still want to bring one of these things to where Yetta is.
Well, we will get her out, and then they will get in.
Do not forget, Nikolai was planning on myself being with him, as I need to wake Yetta.
See? Even more protection for her.
Yes, but that means I would not be on the outside to complete the circles.
You are not the only wizard.
If you can find another, but my daughter is not to be involved.
Well, I guess technically you would find the other. Yeah, that's...
I could make calls.
See?
It would...
Delegation. That is how you get things done.
I need someone that we could trust. You know, everyone that we let into this group or this circle of trust just opens us up for more infiltration.
Well, we cannot turn the... what's the agency that you guys worked for?
Kadwa.
Kadwa. We cannot turn... Do we know? Is that in character or out of character knowledge?
Kadwa?
That the demons have infiltrated.
Jacob?
Yeah.
I think he shared that with you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
You didn't tell Hamza, but...
We know that we cannot just turn Kadwa on them like they did to the werewolves.
We suggested that earlier, remember?
It would be nice.
It didn't work.
But yeah, and then also the demons, they now are in charge of Kadwa. Turning on the demons or turning in the demons. There's no way
we could just like dig a tunnel or something. I mean, why is the first thought, let's involve the Tenebris in this? Like, that's kind of going to 100 without thinking of anything else.
It would take a really long time to dig a tunnel.
Like as long as it's going to take 10 years to make a proper circle?
It only has to hold it for like an hour.
That's what if we have 13 proper circles? Well, no, 12.
Is there any way that we could fake her death? We'd remove her. I mean, they wouldn't have any fight for it.
Hard to fake a death on their own territory.
Not to mention, I'm sure a vampire could look at someone and be like, oh yeah, that's next, still alive. Yeah.
Or smell it.
Yeah.
I mean, could we just walk her out?
Doot, doot.
Whose is it?
Everybody checks their phone.
I'll look at it. Who is it?
It's a message from ZZ.
I'm just going to stow the phone. I won't read it yet. Just because we're in the middle of this. Like, what's...
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
It's on you guys.
I still think we should try and contact the Catholic Church and see if they would like to distract the vampires.
So... Not to be devil's advocate here, or whatever. Negative Nancy. Doesn't Dracula's influence extend far and wide?
He certainly likes to think so, yes.
Doesn't he probably have people in the Catholic Church? Mm. Maybe some thralls? Is that what they call them?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm saying, like, if you're concerned with... You're concerned with every person you add is another... Potential,
That's why I was planning to contact them more. When you don't let them know who it is, you are...
Oh, anonymous.
Anonymously, yes. Thank you.
So I guess what I'm saying is, like, I guess I don't see how involving a whole organization is better than involving a single person.
Well, what single person would you like to involve?
I don't want to involve anybody. That's my point. No, I don't want to blow anything up. I'm just saying there's got to be another way to do this.
All right, then let's put on our thinking caps and think. Well, that can't be the solution.
Doot, doot.
I promise we will let you blow something up later.
Yes.
I mean, what if we just paid them? No, this will never work. Never mind. I said I wrote it on the list.
There's got to be like rival.
I don't know. Are there other vampire cartels? Or is
Covens or whatever.
Everything no, below because, Dracula?
Because there's Dracula's and there's Nomads. Cabals is the word that we used.
That is correct.
What if you bribed one of them to infiltrate? I'm sure they would know the best way to cause a distraction there. Nowhere to hit them, how it hurts.
But then we're bringing someone else in.
That's true. Someone who you know is not tied to Dracula, though.
It's something. So,
with extra scrutiny from Catwood lately, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we go tell these extra groups or these other groups that the demons have infiltrated Catwood,
and the vamps
are dealing with the demons.
That's a possibility. We could turn the other groups on them.
Yeah, because nothing would be a better distraction than to get your poor grandmother out than a full-scale gang war.
When we had our meeting with the Dracula and the demons, the Fae were not involved at all, right?
No, the Fae were not involved. You do know that the contracts that are, like, Safe Passage and the one that... Yetta's protection is under is conducted by the Court of Stars.
Okay, so in that thought, we could bring the Fae and even maybe the mortals in against the vampires or the demons. Try to get them to exert some pressure on them somehow.
Don, did you want to do something?
Yeah, I want to do eye all seeing.
What is that?
Mark a corruption and suffer one harm to have a vision about the situation at hand. Ask the MC a question, they have to answer it honestly.
The master of ceremonies. Master and commander.
Occupy yourselves for a moment.
Occupy doll. All
right. So I just wanted to see the wording. So the situation at hand, it wouldn't necessarily mean the plan, I don't think.
I feel like the situation at hand is us trying to decide what best path to take to get Yetta out. To which my question would be, what's the best way to get Yetta out?
The front door.
You're full of subtlety.
In fact, I was thinking, because what's her name owed me a favor, and I've become quite friendly with...
I just don't think this is a Mark Corruption GM solves your problem. I feel like if you were in the process of getting Yetta out and you want to ask that question, you get a vision of seeing like where vampires were on their patrols and things like that, and you know how to get out. That's the situation at hand.
Well, for fuck's sake, let's go. I think we need to just get in there. We need to go get Yetta. We need to fucking wheel her out. We're going to get my friend's help.
Well, again, just want to say, this isn't Mark Corruption, GM solves your problem. If you go in without a plan and you say, how do I get Yetta out? The answer is going to be, you can't, because you didn't go in with a plan.
I just feel like we're spiraling a drain and I'm losing my mind.
How are we spiraling down the drain? We've been discussing options for like 5 minutes.
Come on. I know, right? Like, I don't know.
No offense. She hasn't done much for me. I don't much care.
That's a powerful move, but the situation at hand is what I'm thinking. Like, needs to be related to what's happening in the moment, not talking about what's going to happen in the future.
Okay.
And
I'll save it.
It's not ideal.
Yeah.
But she is safe there for now.
Yeah, like, she's not unsafe.
So, keep her sleeping?
Ready to yeah.
So what if you just keep her asleep?
Yes, I can keep her enchanted to sleep. They will eventually realize that the radiation is gone, but they're not as sensitive as others. So it may be some time before they realize.
So what radiation? Again? Yeah.
Sleep radiation.
It was the like vision that she had and left.
The bad juju felt in the...
Whatever
area.
She contacted left a mark on her. It's fading. I just use radiation to and make it make sense.
And they can detect the residual whatever from that.
Anything strong enough can feel that, yes.
Is there any way to give them a false positive on that?
Well, it's been fading. That's why she's in protection.
I understand. But you're saying that at some point that's going to stop.
Well, yes. Oh, it's a strange signal. We could make another, but we would need a connection to the source.
Or
it did so much damage to her that you need a couple of days of visiting her brain before you wake her up or something, just to give us a couple extra days.
What source?
Like distraction within distraction.
Whatever she made contact with.
Oh. Which we don't know. It was just inside.
As for doing treatment, as far as they know, I am continually doing treatment every time I'm there. So buying a few days is not the problem. It's just once they are close enough to realize that the signals, the mark is gone, they may start to question why I haven't woken her up, as that would fade after any healing. Well, fade completely after any healing. So he's saying like you can have days, it's just he's not sure how many days you're gonna have.
And we might need days to put the plan together. Or at least in motion.
Well, he says it hasn't faded yet, so he says he's not sure when it's gonna fade, but he's close enough to he thinks it's imminent.
So but not only does it have to fade, it has to fade and then they realize it.
Yes. Since he's actively treating her, he is going to know when it fades before anyone else. They'd also have to be close enough to realize that it's gone.
And it'd have to be someone powerful enough to even detect it.
Yes, which as far as you guys know are the ladies and Drake.
So just every regular asshole vampire, as far as we can tell, can't.
Yep, just like every regular asshole human can't. Even Boris
special
can't.
Asshole.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah, I guess Have you touched Yetta since? Oh, yeah, you did. You probably would have noticed.
I carried her.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if you've touched her since then.
I mean, every time this one looks away, every time Sasha looks away, I touch your grandma.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you, like...
It's not as creepy as I'm making it sound.
Yeah.
It holds her hand.
So, yeah, like, at first when...
Sometimes.
Let's say, the first couple times... Forehead. So let's say the first couple times you went to visit her and you held her hand, you did feel something. You don't really know what it is because, like, on a human scale, you are powerful, but you also have very little to no control over your power.
Oh, yeah.
So you just know, like... You just got the sense of being back in the desolation.
Hmm.
So. And since then, like, you can't feel it too much. I don't know. Even today, you kind of got the sense of it, but it's barely there anymore.
If I walk into one of the zones, do I feel that same sort of thing?
Yes, everyone feels wrong there.
Could we just take some debris from the Shatter Zone and use that to make it look like she still has the mark?
That is not a bad idea. There must be some essence of whatever it was there. That's how she made the connection to begin with.
Yep.
Maybe you'll use that to make a false positive for some time. Not long, I don't think, because I did some... studies on the desolation when it first happened, and anything there is barely there, if that makes any sense at all.
It's fading.
It's
not a super strong connection?
It's almost like the shadow of what was there.
Mm.
It's fleeting.
Enough that if they don't look closely, they may not notice. Sort of deal. But they go to examine too closely, then they figure it out.
Yeah. We'd also need to be careful that it doesn't make contact with her, so we don't spark a new connection to whatever it is.
Hmm.
So what do you do anyway? Do you just take a glass jar in there and scoop up some of the dirt?
No, I would need to probably imbue something in the room with whatever was there.
But you'd need something from the...
The zone, yes.
Yeah.
Well, don't look at me. I can't go in there.
No, I go in. I don't care.
Well, you promised Yetta.
You would likely be fine if you did not touch anything, but that kind of defeats the purpose.
Well, Yetta strictly forbade me.
That makes sense with how she reacted. We are getting not very far. How about this? I will continue researching, studying the prisoner, and I will have Yana... go collect some samples.
Okay.
That way we might be able to figure something out with the ash.
At the very least, it will buy us some time.
That is true. And I do think we have at least a couple days before it dissipates completely. Thank you for the nuggets.
Anytime.
Okay, it's late. Get out.
As we leave. What about Larry? What the...
Mm.
I text Leon. Larry? Question mark.
And then while we're heading out, I'll look at my texts that I ignored.
All right. It's just a stay strong! Exclamation point. And then it's a picture of her with... you recognize a couple faces from the meeting and a couple faces you don't. It seems that they are at some sort of party, or you're not sure. But yeah, it's a few women and a couple guys.
Okay.
Yep.
K, THX.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I wasn't going to answer, but okay.
Yeah. Leon... responds saying he'll say, you know, he forwards you an email of some data.
Every Larry in the tri-state area.
Yeah. So he has collected police reports of people who had the name Larry and any last name. Highlighted any that did not have a matching last name and didn't pop up in any records. And then eliminated any who seemed to have, like, a home address or any Larry that matched their description that lived in the nearby area. Still leaves you with, like, 100 people.
Weren't we going to go see those two homeless people? The mute one with the dog?
I don't know, maybe. You guys have had lots of plans. I didn't expect you to latch on to the Yetta thing. Mostly just trying to get in your back of your heads. But hey, I like the role play.
So is that what we want to do in the meantime, is try to find this Larry guy?
Gotta do something.
So I would think that the best place to start would be the last place we saw him.
You're the detective.
But since we already established that where you saw him, Nora's building didn't have security cameras or anything.
Right.
We got to get a picture of him or something.
He looks like a crazy man.
So my first thought was like a police sketch artist, because I do know some cops. But then it'd be foolish to think that Kadowa is not tied into all the local law enforcement. So if we go to them, the demons are going to know. So then I thought about it.
Wasn't it their suggestion basically to find him?
No, they said they were looking for him. They asked us and we were like, no, we don't know. And they're like, okay, no, never mind.
We did more not or less. Bring him. Okay.
So Walter.
I think your girlfriend wants you.
Yes.
You dropped your phone. Is this your girlfriend? She's cute.
No,
it's... Which one is she?
This one.
Ah, she's very cute. She hands you the phone.
Hey, don't be jealous.
Boris, roll with mind. Because I said so.
Which is the best reason. 5.
5.
That's with mind. Yeah.
Okay, so since a police sketch person isn't going to work, I thought about, what about a tattoo artist? I'm serious, though. Like, wicked talented, a lot of them. You could probably pay them the money, and they're not going to, you know, they'll do it. You're just hiring them for a job.
Sure. You think it'll help?
It can't hurt, right?
I mean, it might.
I'm not saying get the tattoo. I'm saying you have them sketch it out first.
I thought you wanted me to get a tattoo of the guy's face.
Then get a fucking tattoo of the guy's face. That's what you want to do, but like, why don't you get a tattoo of the guy's face on your face?
Because then everybody will ridiculous. Just find me. Right. And that's just too confusing. What? It was a good plan. Just
give up. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you'll run out of all your money. And like almost all of you live at my place at this point. Rent free, I might want to add.
I mean, does anyone have a better idea?
Yes, I think we should get the Tenebris and drive it into the... No, let's go get the face of the guy drawn. Let's go do it. Let's go do it right now.
We got to get a picture of him somehow. Her.
You, a car driver person.
Wait.
Let's go. You must know where tattoo places are.
A picture. Larry. Was this Larry? And I'm going to show my phone the picture of the group text, the group that she sent me. With one of these guys, Larry. Because there was a Larry in that group, you said, from the thing.
Is it? Was it?
There's a grumpy, unhappy-looking guy on the right. Golden eyes, bedraggled, stained, dirty clothes. Bit out of place there. Low, he looks like someone tried to make him look good because they threw a plaid shirt on him.
Wait.
That is Larry. It looks familiar. Yeah.
Can I see that?
No. It's off my phone. You have to ask him.
Let me. Can I look at
Sure.
It up?
But yeah, you recognize that's Larry.
Yeah, that fuckface is Larry, yes. Holy crap, you found him.
Yes.
I had a dream about a guy with golden eyes.
Golden
Wasn't
eyes.
Wasn't that in this?
I already answered her.
What'd you say? Yeah. Yes, he was in the dream.
It's on page 37, appendix 6.
Two and a half pages.
Well, where are those people?
I have no idea.
Where's your girlfriend?
She's not my girlfriend.
You told her she was your girlfriend.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I did. I said that. It's not really, though. Actually, I never said that.
You should buy her flowers.
Maybe I will.
Not the roses. It comes on too strong.
Yeah, no, I mean, she is pretty cute.
Anyway, have a good night. Dad told me to tell you to leave.
We're leaving.
We're leaving.
Apparently, you draw attention to yourselves.
Well, yeah.
Be safe. Right. Good night. Bring nuggets next time too, please.
Okay, you got it.
100 piece, right?
At least.
Kicks you out and then she wants things. Jeez.
Yeah, she's a woman.
I feel like Sasha is having a revelation.
Yeah, we're in the car. She doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
We're like halfway to wherever it is they're partying at before she even realizes we're going anywhere.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure I had a dream, but it was a vision of this Larry.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was all blurry and my dad was there and he was covered in blood. My mom was crying.
Oh, wait, I'm your granddad. That's right.
Well, no, but in the dream, I think it was you. And I was my mom. But I just remember that there was a laugh coming from behind me. Everything was gone. Wait, let me think.
Where are they, by the way? Did we ever get that up
there? I assume she's staring at the phone, so you haven't gotten it yet.
But no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I assume she's still staring at the picture.
Are you?
But it takes a little bit to start heading back to Denver anyway.
Yeah.
So you have time. You're heading back to Denver. You just don't have an exact address yet.
Okay.
Unless we drive all the way back to Denver and then I'm like, oh yeah, where are you? Oh yeah, we're out in Lone Tree. We got to go all the way back.
Every time.
I just remember that I saw him and he was dying and I had to go back for him or something. And that I could see my dad walking up a hill and calling out to me, but I don't know. It wasn't me, though. It was somebody next to me. It was that guy, but he was cloaked, and he was looking down at some fresh graves. He was crying, and he just said that I wasn't there. But I don't know if it was me or if it was my mom or... I don't know, but it was him.
And what do you think this all means?
I don't know, but...
We should find him in ASAP, or...
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe.
Well, I'll drive faster, huh? Damn.
I'll take the phone back from her and hand it. I'm assuming Walter sits up front.
Am I up front? I don't know.
Yeah, probably. Sure.
Yeah, I hand it up to Walter, because I figure Jacob's driving, so Walter, being that we're going to go find the people that have been texting him, would sit up front to guide the way.
Yeah. Sure.
That's my thought process. On something that matters not at all.
So I would text back, oh, looks fun. Where are you guys?
She texts back with an address and says it's a singles party to protest Valentine's Day.
I love
come
this.
Prepared.
How do
no
you come
problem.
Prepared to something like that?
Girlfriendless.
Well, done and done.
Yeah. This is Unbroken. The Game Master is played by Kevin. Boris is played by Matt. Jacob is played by Bradley. Walter is played by Mike. And Sasha is played by Dawn. Unbroken can be found on the web at www.sagagames.studio or on your favorite podcasting app. Intro music is Run, It Might Be Somebody by Daniel Birch. And the outro music is Osprey by Chad Crouch. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. Please feel free to give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and reach out to us on social media at Saga Games Studio. Thank you so much for listening. We are Unbroken.
Hi, Kevin the Editor here. Just wanted to apologize for the amount of puppy noises during this episode.
Murphy and Waldo were extra rambunctious while recording. Believe it or not, you didn't even hear the worst of it. Hopefully. Anyway, here's some cuts that didn't quite make it because they were being puppies. Anyway, enjoy.
Hold on.
Yeah, sorry. Waldo just full on thumped. Head charged the corner.
You'll probably want to re-say that in a second.
Hey, guys. Waldo, come here.
I'm busy. My head hurts.
I'm bleeding.
Murphy, calm yourself.
Quit sniffing ass too, huh?
All right, go lay down.
That's my girl.
That's my car.
That's my car.
Are you done, kids?
Murphy, you're a Waldo.
Identity crisis.
I know who I am, fuck you. And then I saw this guy.
Hold on. I'm sorry.
Nope, it's okay.
Murphy, come here. Murphy. You are Waldo. Murphy.
I'm Tall Murphy.
It's a strange signal.
It's the other one this time. Did you know he's never had water before in his life and he's now going to make up for all those years?
Yeah, and you would think every time he peed, it was like he hadn't peed in years.
Also, apparently his stomach is the entire inside of his body. He just has to refill the...
Yep.
Just a giant liquid.
You know he's done because his eyes start to like boggle back and forth as they float.